And so we just use those multiple layers of protection, vaccinated individuals, people within the same family, hopefully all vaccinated, or maybe there are children who are not eligible yet, but they're protected by those who are, being outdoors and wearing our mask if we have to go up to doors or to strangers. So all of those layers working together make it lower risk.
Yeah, that's all really, really good advice. You know, when it comes to schools, I think about indoor parties, sometimes even churches or places of worship hold similar types of events. What would you recommend when it comes to, you know, kind of the typical Halloween party or trunk or treat event?
Think outdoors, I think, is one of the best strategies. If you have to have it indoors, say the weather is inclement or you just don't have an outdoor space, then this is where we really need to improve ventilation by opening doors and windows. We need to try to space things out, and we definitely need to ask people to wear a mask when they're indoors. Anyone 2 and up should be wearing a mask when indoors at these times. We're still in this pandemic and still in a high-risk area for spread of COVID.
What are you telling your patients who are especially high risk, who might have asthma or maybe are even cancer patients, about trick-or-treating this year? Because, like you said, cases are down, but it's also still here. So what would you tell them and their parents?
Consider your own health history. Maybe talk it through with your doctor, someone who knows to help you kind of plan it out in a safe way. And, you know, you may find, honestly, that it's not worth it for you, depending on what activity you plan on doing for Halloween. And so there are some things as families or children or adults who are higher risk and they don't want to risk it, there's some really wonderful things you can do at home.
As a mom and a pediatrician, I'm sure there are other safety concerns besides for COVID at Halloween. Sometimes I think about those face masks that we wear, you know, costume masks that are so hard to see in. What other safety concerns should people be considering this holiday, especially if they're back out for the first time in 2 years?
Food allergies come to mind. There are definitely kids who can't have nuts and certain things that are common in some of our Halloween treats. And some other safety things is making sure your child has on something reflective. So if they're walking in the street or out at dark that a car passing by can see them, that you talk to your kids about sticking together, holding hands when crossing the street, and being aware of their surroundings. Those are really important. And also, some of these costumes are just hazards. You know, if they're too long, your child can trip. Some of them are flammable, and people may have pumpkins with candles lit and things of that nature. So just make sure you cut them or alter them.